Thank you. And may I ask Samuel to raise the question?
First of all, I would like to thank you very much. I am happy that I am listening to my sister from Iraq. I was happy also to listen from my brother who spoke in Arabic. And Arabic to me is like music in such conferences. And we need to have more and more. Can I speak in Arabic? Do you have still the translation? No. Okay. I would like to say that also the women issue. Because usually when we speak about war, about economy, we forget about women. Women issues are global issues and are political issues and are related to everything, to the oil and economy and everything. But women issues are usually ignored. Another thing, the exposure. I am happy that I read your article in The Guardian. The exposure of the falsity and lies that U.S. is going to Iraq to liberate women under the pretext of liberating women, they in fact enslaved women. And you spoke about how under Saddam Hussein, the family code was secular. In fact, I went to Baghdad several times, I've seen. And now, you know, they are trying to control women by religion, by division, by sex, and this was reflected in the family code. What is interesting is that, you know, Condoleezza Rice, and you wrote that in your article, she declared, you know, when women complain to her under the occupation about the deterioration of their situation, so she told them, well, we are with you in spirit only. But the minister, the American minister of labor, or I think labor or something, she went to Iraq, and the women were very angry about this backlash against their rights under the American occupation. They went to her and complained, and she told them, you know, women issues are internal issues. We don't interfere, but human issues are international. You see, the big double standard, hypocrisy, and how even American women deceive Iraqi women. I just ask a question about how women tackle in Iraq. There is how your role in resistance, political, economic, social, etc., and also the relationship between this backlash against women and PNAC and American, and in short, is there a relationship between George Bush and increasing of religious fundamentalism and veiling of women and even female genital mutilation in some other countries? The relationship between George Bush and female circumcision, because this will clarify the connection between women issues and global political issues. Thank you very much.